to your homes to tell you of something that's happening in our country.
Steve-O and Teo in the AM present Shock Therapy Live.
I speak of the greatest offender of all.
Featuring Pastor Nate Heitzig.
Awesome. And now. Here we go.
Email your questions now to studio at star88.fm.
Oh, snap.
Yes.
Welcome. It is Shock Therapy Live.
Yes, the third best part of my day.
Oh.
What's the... Never mind. Joking. I don't want to know the other part.
Let's see. First part is cereal for breakfast.
I don't eat breakfast.
Oh,
that's not good, Nate.
Dude, you need to eat breakfast, man.
Dude, well, I'm looking at these 90s things, and if you gave me some French Toast Crunch right now, I would eat that.
I would eat that, too.
Oh, man, I loved that stuff.
Subway's closed this week.
That. Give me that with a can of Surge.
Oh, man. You will be alive for about 2 minutes, and then you
and
will
then
crash.
But think about it.
Surge was like the first thing. Like, I remember Surge and remember Jolt? Soda?
Jolt.
I remember I was told like back like in the 90s, oh, these have so much caffeine, it's so bad for you. But it's probably nothing compared to like Monster and Red Bull.
Wait,
and
do you remember what? What did you say, Nate? Oh, I am holding a can of Surge. Oh, that's weird.
Man.
Weird, man. Real weird.
Where'd you pick that up at?
I'm a wizard.
That's beautiful.
Typically, it's frowned on in Christian circles, but if I can get Surge out of it, booyah.
Yeah.
Dude, okay, if you can use your wizard skills to give me some Coke Black, I will worship you.
I don't remember Coke Black.
You don't remember? Do you remember Coke Black?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Coke Black.
I got to Google this.
Was an infusion of Coke and coffee.
Whoa.
Oh.
Now, it sounds, some people, they hear it and it sounds terrible.
No, that sounds fantastic.
It was the best thing in the entire world.
I'm looking at it.
And it came in these little glass bottles.
Yeah.
And so they only had it for a few years, but there's a guy who used to go to Calvary who worked at the Coke plant.
Okay.
And he found out that I liked Coke Black, and he got me like 5 cases
of Coke
Black. Oh, my
God.
I'm looking at this.
So I had Coke Black in my office for ages. And, I mean, it is honestly... Oh, I have dreams of Coke Black.
I have dreams of Coke Black. That's good.
Dude, it was stinking good.
Oh, man, that's incredible. I've never heard of Coke
Black. Did you have...
Black. Okay, if someone else has had Coke Black and you're listening right now, call in and share with us the wonders of Coke
Black. Did you have clear Pepsi?
No, yeah, I never
Crystal
had
Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi.
Loved Crystal Pepsi.
You know
Crystal
what?
Pepsi
was I good. Used to have... Did you ever have back in the 90s Orbit?
Yes.
With the little tiny, like...
The little thing.
Oh,
it was
ball.
It's kind of like a boba tea.
Yeah.
It was like a boba
tea. Orbit. I liked Orbit.
You might be wondering why we're talking about this. We posted this morning. It was part of our Winter Jam Wednesday, giving away CDs, and found a list of things that should make a return. We want to know what you think should make a return.
Nate, do you want a Surge?
Yes. Do you have multiple Surges?
I'll give you
this
one.
He's got... Yeah.
Yeah. I'll bring it in.
His face just...
Thought
for
he was,
breakfast?
Thought
can,
he
I
was
have your, can I have your coffee?
Sure.
You're drinking the, are you seriously going to drink the Surge?
Yeah, I'm going to
drink your coffee.
Oh, praise God from whom all Surge and 90s drinks flow.
Really? You're going to drink that right
100%.
Now instead of your coffee? Okay.
Can't say I never did. I never did anything for you.
No
I did.
Kidding.
Where did you get this at? Seriously, though.
A listener actually ordered me a case. When they first came back, because they did like a thing with Amazon
Dude,
or something.
Take your time.
No, drink the whole thing right now, Nate.
You just inhaled like 2/3 of it.
That's how I drank it when I was in high school.
Do you remember? Okay, now are you getting flooded with
coffee.
Memories of Nintendo 64 and GoldenEye, and you're sitting there and you're back.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Dude, I just killed Oddjob.
He did it.
I did it.
With the golden gun.
Bam. Done.
Phone lines are open.
Hold on. I'm gonna play the Nagano Olympics game really quick. Let me do a 1080.
Do it.
Dude,
he did it.
Oh, I did it.
He
gotta
did it.
I gotta take a swig.
Phone lines open 505-338-3700.
It's like drinking the 90s.
I feel like I'm a virgin again.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm going to take that Surge back. It's getting weird.
Pastor Nate Heitzig in studio
you
with
know,
us.
This is the sad part. I'm looking here. I used to wear them. I'm not proud
Jinkos?
Of this.
Oh,
I used to wear
Jinkos. Like if they came back, Chrissy would buy them.
Man, Chrissy still got a pair.
She wishes she still had a pair.
Little do we know we exist in a pocket universe within Chrissy's Jinko.
Little raver echoing green Chrissy.
Oh, dude. I used to wear Jinkos with my K2 skates, my inline skates.
Unreal.
That was me.
Did you have to, like, tape the back
of your called Backyard Bobs is what the name of the skates were.
You had to tape the back of your JNCO so they wouldn't drag.
No, they looked better frayed.
Oh, he's right. He's right.
Oh, this is the best coffee I've ever had in my life.
Dude,
are you drinking his coffee?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm drinking your Surge.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Blessings around.
You have something that he can drink.
That's cool. I'm drinking this stress relief lotion. Probably going to get really sick, but that's fine.
I'm just going to take the phone call live. Star 88, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Shock Therapy Live.
Oh. Hi. I have a question.
Yes.
We'll take it.
What's your plan on Halloween? Like, should we celebrate it?
Define celebrate. Like, should we go out and get candy from neighbors and enjoy the community, or should we, like, kill a goat and sacrifice it to the pagan god of whatever?
Well, wait. Let me ask.
No,
have
no,
you
no,
already...
like, should we go around and get the candy?
Have you already bought a lot of candy?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, if you want to just give it to me, that's fine. You can skip this whole thing.
That's a great question.
It is a great question.
It's a great question. I'm glad you asked it, because it's something we've never answered before. You know, we've answered things about, I think, Christmas, which is odd.
Yeah.
But I don't think we ever had a question about Halloween.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I think it's funny. I think that there's certain days that Christians, like, all of a sudden feel like, okay, I'm not allowed to partake in this day because other people view this day as an evil thing, so now all of a sudden I can't do anything. I kind of disagree with that.
Right.
You know, I think that we have an opportunity as Christians to make every day impactful for Christ, and so Halloween included, October 31st included. So I think there's a lot of things that do go on that we shouldn't partake in, but I don't think there's anything wrong with handing out candy or taking your kids around your neighborhood and you know, dressed up as superheroes and princesses to go get some candy. I think that I would have a conversation with them before, and I would let them know. You know, a lot of people view this day as an unholy day, and they view this as a day, you know, to do bad things on. But what we're going to do is we're going to redeem it, and we're going to go around, and we're going to get candy, and then we're going to sit down as a family, and we're going to pray and thank God for blessing us with that candy.
Heck yeah!
And so I think you have an opportunity to turn it into something good instead of something bad.
I agree wholeheartedly. I take my kids around. I have three little boys who every year we kind of peruse the neighborhood. And I think it's one of those times where we can be a light in a quote-unquote dark place, because I love being around the community, being around the neighborhood. I mean, it's also, if you don't know your neighbors, it's a good opportunity to get to know the people around you. And maybe it can open a door to a barbecue or a hang time where you can just be that light to them. I was in New York this last week, and the one thing that I noted was everybody is so on the go. No one's on their phones. No one's on their phones because no one has time to be on your phone. I looked down to get on my phone for a second to try and, like, Google map something and got bumped into because people are just so fast-paced. No one's on their phone, but no one has time for you either. So when you were kind, when you said thank you, when you smiled, basic things that we think about, it was a big deal to them. So imagine going around the neighborhood and just being that wonderful neighbor, that loving dude with your family, and smiling and getting to know your neighbors. Or if you're going to stay home, be that person that gives the biggest, best candy bars.
Yeah.
And just showers them with awesome stuff. Don't be that neighbor that's like, I'm only going to give you a Christian Jesus track because you're here for candy, but I'm going to give you something that I think is better that's actually... you're going to feel ripped off for getting.
Yeah, but you know, if you do give the biggest thing of candy and then you give like an invitation to your church.
Amen.
That's, you know, that
both.
Can actually cause
yes.
people to want to come. Like, man, they were really nice.
Yep. And then they'll know, hey, there's something different about them. Oh, cool. They invited me to Calvary Knob Hill.
But anytime you hand somebody something at your door, you got to preface whatever you hand them with. I'm not a J-Dub. Here you go.
Does that answer your question? Or, I mean, do you have more deeper questions on that? Or is that basically what you're wanting?
Well, like, so when I'm taking my siblings out trick-or-treating, like, they ask about all these other things. Do you think, like, haunted houses and everything is also bad, too, or no?
You know, I think that when you get, when you start getting into the aspects of Halloween that, that really do not glorify God, that really glorify, you know, the devil, and really glorify what the world views Halloween as, I think that you start running the risk of not like inviting the devil into your right. household or anything, but you run the risk, I think, of celebrating the wrong thing. And so haunted houses, you know, that celebrate gore and celebrate murder and celebrate death and right. celebrate ghosts and celebrate, you know, all that kind of stuff. I think that there is a line there. Now, do I think that every haunted house is evil?
No, I don't think
that every haunted house is evil. But I think that we don't want to let Halloween become the thing that the world views it as this day to celebrate evil things.
Because on the flip side, I would say, one, my favorite ride on the planet.
Haunted Mansion?
Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. That's my favorite ride. Dude. There's nothing quote-unquote demonic or evil. There's
except for the floating head reading tarot cards.
But, I mean, you know, aside from that and all the thousands of ghosts.
Wait, I've got a neighbor that is literally just a floating head that reads tarot. Should I move?
You know, at this point, I feel like...
I hear these crazy sounds, but I just ignore them.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, beans.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Oh, okay. Man.
Maybe this is a good convo, and this is a good time to just cut it off.
Okay. Dude, you guys are the pun kings.
I am the punisher, if you will.
That wasn't a good one.
But in all reality, my kids, we watch every year, we watch Nightmare Before Christmas, because it's like a fun movie.
Yeah.
But the heart behind it isn't like, we don't go around going, hey man, you know what we should do this Halloween? Watch Friday the 13th, part 5 through 7, so you can get a dissertation on Jason Voorhees. It's not that. So I definitely think there's something to be said about the heart behind it. If it's something to terrify you, to frighten you, I'm not a fan of like crazy slasher films anymore.
Yeah.
But I love the classics, the black and whites.
I think even, you know, haunted houses are not all created equal. There are some haunted houses that are genuinely evil.
Right!
I mean, like, I used to live in California, Knott's Berry Farm did every year Knott's Scary Farm, where the whole entire theme park turns into a really scary place. And there were some haunted houses they had set up in there that I walked into, and I genuinely felt like an unsettled spirit about being there. Like, this is just evil. Like, this is just glorifying murder.
That's where you
get
out.
This is glorifying death.
Yeah.
And I really think Satan is glorified in that. I don't see any... I can't walk out of there and say, how can I glorify Jesus from what I just saw? It's physically impossible.
And I would also say this, caller. If you have a check in your spirit about something, if you've prayed about it, if you've taken it before the Lord, and you yourself say, you know what, I don't feel comfortable taking my siblings around the neighborhood, or I don't feel comfortable going to haunted houses, or I don't feel comfortable with this because I have this personal conviction, this check in my heart, then you need to listen to God. You need to listen to the Holy Spirit dwelling within you over anything a pastor or anybody else has to say. So we like to talk about these things, but we're definitely not going to say, hey, you need to be in your neighborhood trick-or-treating, or you need to be in your neighborhood taking part in this and that, or you need to definitely don't want you to get that impression either, because if you are calling as someone who has that check in your spirit that just does not like it, or you went to a haunted house and, as Nate was saying, like you just felt unsettled, you should not be taking part in it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Does that help?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Phone lines are open. 505-338-3700. I forget that we're just a couple weeks away from Halloween.
Dude.
It like creeps up on us.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Oh, man. I kept saying that I was going to be Daredevil, like pre-costume Daredevil.
You can totally
with, like,
do that.
Cool. I still can. I just need to actually start.
Like just a blind lawyer, basically.
I'm going to dress up like myself, but I'm going to be me out of debt. That's going to be my costume. I'm going to have a smile, a cheery disposition. I'm going to give out tons of candy.
Oh, man.
It's the American dream. That's going to be my costume.
Are you going to dress up this year?
I don't know, man.
The kids around the neighborhood?
The kids are going to dress up for sure.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. You know, when we talk about Halloween, when I was a kid, my parents wouldn't let me trick-or-treat. But then once we had grandkids, my mom's like, hey, so are we going to take the kids trick-or-treating? I'm like, hey.
You robbed me of childhood, woman.
Dude, I remember I used to come home on Halloween from school. And, you know, before trick-or-treating actually started, I'd be like, hey, you know, like around 3 or 4 in the afternoon, hey, can I go play with my friends outside? My mom would be like, sure.
Yeah.
And so I'd go, like, find a piece of wood and, like, pull my hand into my shirt and hold the piece of wood, you know, outside of my shirt and go up to doors at, like, 3 o'clock and not, hello? Trick-or-treat! And they're looking at us like, it's light outside.
It's really early.
Why has that kid got a stick in his shirt? That's not normal. Give me some candy.
Did you really do that?
Yeah, I seriously did that.
That's insane. What kind of brain is in that noggin?
I think that's the thing, though. For him, it was the motivation
one that
was
craves candy.
Right. It was candy all about brain. Candy. It wasn't like
and also
Hail
one that
Satan.
Kind of wanted to, like, you know, oh, my parents, I'm trick-or-treating. I'm crazy.
You know, I'm rebellious.
My parents don't know that I'm doing this.
See, when I was a kid, my mom
that's
would allow
smoke
me.
Smoke a candy cigarette.
She would allow me to trick-or-treat, but never help with costumes. So I think I went as homeless guy for like 7 years in a row. Do you know what I mean?
I want to go for Halloween as disheveled Hulk Hogan guy. In JNCOs with a leather fanny pack and a do-rag.
Yep.
Literally, I'm looking at that picture right now.
Yeah.
I searched JNCOs, and one of the first pictures was a picture of Hulk Hogan in black JNCOs with
that's
a leather
good.
Fanny pack.
Dude.
That's good stuff.
Dude.
Oh, man.
Holding a little boy's hand.
That's
I'm assuming it's his little boy. But if it's not, that's a really, really good Halloween costume.
Okay, guess what? We have an email. Who's ready?
Oh, I am.
So, I've been talking to a woman for about 2 months.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We have great discussions about the Bible almost on a daily basis. We went on a few, quote, dates, but have stopped hanging out. She only prefers to talk about things about the Bible or of the Bible and gets offended if I ask anything about her personal life. I feel like she's being fake by not sharing things, you know, like personal things. I've gotten frustrated because I feel like if we are not transparent with one another, then we are basically lying to each other. Mm. I guess my question is, if she chooses to talk only about the Bible and not about real life, is this a healthy relationship?
No, it's not. You know, I think I don't think there's anything wrong with talking about the Bible.
No.
But I think the deeper issue there isn't that she always wants to talk about the Bible, it's that she's unwilling to talk about her personal life.
That's like in every movie ever, all time. It's like the second you start talking about the personal life and it's like trails off into something else, they're either in the mob or they're in the mob. Maybe they're in the mob. I'm just saying.
Are you saying
it's
this
like,
girl's in the mob?
She's in the mob.
She's in the mob, bro.
She's in the Messiah mob.
Every movie, all time. That's it. It's like, you know, we as the
Messiah
audience
mob,
know.
Shooting people down with
something
scriptures.
Shady.
Burying them with guilt.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so here's a theory. You know how when people first become Christians, a lot, not everybody, but a lot of times you throw up like super walls, you know what I'm saying? And it's all about the Bible, and it's all about church, and it's like your pendulum swings all the way.
Super overzealous.
Super overzealous.
Yes.
And so you do that because you're guarding yourself spiritually and psychologically, because you recognize that the things that you dealt with, you can't deal with them anymore. We lose a lot of times that it's not about cutting things off immediately. You don't fix yourself in a day.
Right.
It's you have a new way to weed these things out of you, and it's the best way. It's the real way. It's the truth.
Yeah.
So I wonder if there is a situation in this girl's past where she was hurt and her wall that she's throwing up and the way that she's protecting herself is only talking about biblical things.
Yeah, I would have a real conversation with her. I would just let her know, say, look, you know, I really like you and I want to continue this relationship with you. But if you're not willing to talk about your life and you know, who you are, and I can't get to know you, then I don't think this is going to work out.
Yeah, because how long can you talk about God's word without in turn talking about how God's word has impacted your life? You know what I mean? Like, I can't
like
remember.
Like this. So, what's your favorite food? Man shall not live on bread alone, but on the word of God.
Oh, gosh. Right. See, I'd be like, cool, peace out. The fact that he's talked to this
but
girl
I like pizza.
For months.
Throw that in there.
And it's
answered.
I don't know. It throws me off when you confront that, like, you can't have a normal real-life conversation. They can't talk practically about their life because God's word should be impacting your daily life.
Yeah.
So how is God's word, you know, impacting you on a daily basis on the huge? If you're just having conversations with, like, man, that Zacchaeus, he was a wee little man, you
Whoa.
Know? Let's just talk Zacchaeus.
You know, and at
or
the
like,
same...
or like you're at a club and it's like, turn down for what? Jesus! Turn down for what? Jesus!
Turn down for Jesus. If you're turning down for Jesus, you need to exit the club. Because you turn up at the club, you don't turn down.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's like, turn the music down for Jesus.
Turn it down. A little bit softer now. A little bit softer now. This Monday, for Monday Mindset on Tamteo in the morning.
That's nice.
Tam and I talked about I guess it was a tweet that Donald Miller put up, and he said that if you're not vulnerable, then you can't connect with anybody, but at the same time, if you're vulnerable with everyone, then you will pay the price for it.
Ooh.
And he said, so this is the path. And so at the same time that this girl's doing this, I kind of can't fault her.
Right.
Because she doesn't want, because you have to, you can't just throw up this wall and expect people to like you.
Right.
Because you're whitewashing yourself basically with Christianity. But then you also can't fault her for, you know, not just being totally open and saying, these are all of my troubles.
Right.
It goes this deep.
Because you're right.
I'm a terrible person.
And maybe that's it. Maybe she was hurt by somebody in the church because she was vulnerable. She did mm-hmm. share something in her past, and she was filleted for it.
Totally.
Which, you know, we as a church have been known to do.
Yeah, so I would just have that conversation with her and let her know, look, you know, I really like you. I don't want to hurt you, and I don't know why you don't want to talk about these things, but if this relationship's going to continue, there's got to be a level of honesty and transparency. You know, I want to learn who you are. I want to, you know about your past and where you came from and what you like and what you dislike. And if that can't happen, then there's only so far this relationship can go.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very surfacey at this point.
Because it feels scary. It feels like it's like a time bomb. It's like, so just gonna get into marry me. This is who I am.
Right.
Crazy.
Oh, gosh. Because especially if you're continuing a relationship that way, if it's becoming a romantic relationship where you're pursuing her for marriage, it's definitely better to discover all that beforehand. Because I think there is the stigma just in general where you get married and all these problems just go away, whatever it was in your past. Like, it's totally done! I don't have to worry about it because I'm married now. And if anything, that's the absolute opposite of what happens.
Totally. So. You just compound the problem.
Yeah.
Because you have all of your issues, and then you take on more issues.
Yeah, all of
the other person's
issues.
And now you have all of your issues, and you have volumes. You got a set of Encyclopedia Britannica over there. And you're just like, these are all of our problems together.
Dude, Encyclopedia Britannica just like triggered me. It's like a rabbit.
From
it's
the 90s.
Just take another sip
of
search.
No, it made me think of Friends, because Janae and I watched, we did a road trip, and we watched like the entire fourth and fifth season of Friends on the road.
Heck yeah.
And there's that episode where Penn's selling Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, that's
and he
right.
comes to Joey's house, and Joey can only afford the Q's, or the V's. The V's.
Oh, speaking of things that well, actually, you know what? No, don't bring back Friends. Friends is perfect as it
is. Leave
don't,
that.
Don't ruin that.
Don't ruin
don't
Friends
you mess
by
with
trying
friends.
To bring back.
And you don't want to bring back encyclopedias because we have the internet now.
Yeah, yeah. Except at least you could kind of trust Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah, but you never got the full story.
You can't trust Wikipedia.
You know what I'm saying?
The thing with it is news is constantly changing now.
That's true.
Like, you search something
it's
now,
fluid.
It's like,
but the good news never changes.
Oh, man.
And he sipped her coffee after that. Good grief.
If only I had the CSI Miami thing. Wow! I would have taken my glasses
yeah,
off. That
it's
was
in there.
Perfect.
We just have to cue it up.
Man, that was perfect.
Dude.
That
hey,
was good.
Here's the thing with encyclopedias, though. I would always get so frustrated. This is how I judged everything when I was a kid. It was how much information they had about dinosaurs.
Oh, mm.
Straight
nice.
Up. So if I opened an encyclopedia and there wasn't sufficient information about dinosaurs, I would write the whole thing off. I'd be like, well, I'm not getting the whole story.
For me, it was sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Sharks.
Okay.
That was the big thing for me.
Amazing.
If you don't know about sharks, you don't know much.
Mm. I don't
okay,
know much.
Okay, here's a really important question, and this really determines whether or not we can be friends anymore.
Okay.
Seinfeld or Friends?
Friends.
Mm.
I think I'm with Seinfeld.
Okay.
It's funnier.
I can be friends with you. That's the good news.
It's a good thing.
I never watched Seinfeld. I was busy watching Friends.
It's a show about nothing.
Right.
I watched both of them.
I only watched Friends.
I love Seinfeld.
I think I've seen three episodes my entire life.
This was the first time on the road trip that I ever actually watched like a full episode of Friends all the way through.
And you loved it.
It was funny.
Yeah.
But
it was the best
Seinfeld,
show ever.
No, Seinfeld was way better.
Ugh. It was just about a bunch of complaining New Yorkers who hated their lives.
Dude, it was fantastic.
Oh, man. That sounds
okay, and
just
Friends,
like the
and,
other one.
And Friends was just about a bunch of horny New Yorkers who all had sex with each other.
Oh, man.
Touche. Now, granted, there was some of that on Seinfeld, too. Ironically enough, it was Elaine and her Christian boyfriend.
Oh, Putty.
Do you remember that?
That's one of the few episodes I'd seen, and I died laughing.
She got in the car, and
like
the Christian radio was on, and she was like, oh!
Dude, which is interesting.
I feel like there's more iconic Seinfeld episodes than there are iconic Friends episodes. Like, I feel like Seinfeld changed the culture, and there's like cultural puns, more cultural puns about Seinfeld than there are about Friends.
Nah, man.
Totally.
Friends. friends. 505-338-3700.
Soup Nazi.
That's 505-338-3700. He did say something, though, about that episode of Seinfeld where she jumped in the car and Christian radio was on.
Yeah.
Dude, when I was in New York, everyone I would talk to and mention that I worked at a Christian radio station, did morning for a Christian radio station, it was like this weird wall went up. Whoa. It was I've never experienced it like that. It was like, what? And then I'd have to like go, no, it's okay. The entire culture out there, like it was very interesting to see. Because I think here in New Mexico, we're so diverse that it's like, oh, cool, man, that's what you believe, or that's what you, whatever, it's cool, we're just going to chill. But I actually kind of understood a little better the idea of not persecution, but just, man, there is a stigma that comes with the term Christian.
Hmm.
And it was kind of mind-blowing to see that, like, so up close. I had a great conversation with this DJ. He's like an old-school hip-hop DJ. And we were having this great conversation, and the second I asked him about Lecrae or any of those, he'd never heard of any of those guys. And I said, yeah, I work for a radio station. Oh, yeah, what kind of music? And I said, it's like worship and indie. And he's like, oh, wait, so it's Christian? And then it was like, we just had 10 minutes of conversation where we were kind of like vibing and then nothing. But it came back around, and it became a very cool conversation. But it
That's
took
awesome.
Some time. It's unreal to
That's
see
strange.
That, though. Yeah. You don't see that here. So, phone line. We got a
phone. They want to pitch in on something that should come back.
Huh? Oh, okay.
And so I said, if it's crazy, I'm going to regret it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I got my finger on the
get ready.
On the dump button.
Get ready.
So we'll see. All right. Welcome to Shock Therapy Live. Hello.
Hey, good morning. How's everything going?
Good. Fantastic. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, thank you. Hey, this is Joe from Las Cruces, and I have something that I believe they should bring back.
Mac and me.
And, of course, you got to be at least 50 to know this.
The Bee Gees.
Taco Bell. What was that?
I said the Bee Gees.
No, not them for sure.
Oh, okay.
No, I believe Taco Bell needs to bring back the Bell Beefer.
The Bell Beefer.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Yes, I know. No, that's why I said you got to be at least 50 to know. It was a hamburger bun, and then the insides was the Taco Bell meat.
Oh no! Oh no!
And it was
actually,
killer.
I think
it was awesome.
The government forced them to stop doing that.
Okay,
there were several fatalities.
Since we're talking like old school things that need to come back, do you remember straight from Taco Bell, pintos and cheese? You remember that side? It was
of course
just
I
a
do. Yes,
beans and yeah.
I'll tell you what
and
I remember.
Cheese, yes, yeah.
I remember the commercial when I was a kid, and it said $59.79.99, and that was their like menu. They had
59 cent items.
They have 59 cent items.
How about we just bring back prices from the '90s? That would make.
That's what somebody on Facebook said.
Awesome. Then they'll have to also start doing horse meat again, which
horse
is
meat.
Also
that's
not good.
Yeah. Yeah. Depends on the horse, but
yeah. Amazing.
See, that was what was great about that, the beef or whatever you talked about. You don't really know what's in there. It's like, what are you getting? I don't know.
Right.
It's kind of like a surprise. It's a secret.
It's so, man, so weird. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. I think there's something to be said, though, about nostalgia, like coming
Dude,
back around to it, you know?
There is, man.
Being able to, you know...
That's why Disneyland's always incredible.
Right. Minus their prices, because they just jacked them up again.
Did they?
Yeah. They just announced a new price surge. I think there's something to be said, though, about that very thing, because that nostalgia brings it back to childhood. Maybe it was a simpler time, whatever it is. I know being out at Comic-Con, seeing everything, my favorite conversations were with people like Chris Claremont, who created Gambit and half of the X-Men, talking to him about that, but also talking about that through the lens of Scripture, and talking to him about Jesus Christ was really, really, really cool. And I think there's something to be said about when we look at something through a biblical lens, we see those things from childhood that just kind of bring about joy. I don't know, maybe we can appreciate him again. I don't know what it is, but there's something about it that
if you can find Jesus in JNCOs, I'll give you $5.
You could literally find Jesus in JNCOs because you can fit him inside them along with you.
You can fit anything
you
in
there. You can
fit
JNCOs. Like three people in there. Dude, we got Jesus in here. We've got never mind, I'm gonna stop.
JNCOs were tragic.
You
I can find Jesus in Crystal Pepsi. There's enough biblical references to like turn Crystal Pepsi into something like spiritual.
I want
to
see it. You got to.
So Pepsi, the blackness is like the blackness of your soul.
Oh, man.
It's dark. It's dingy. But when you add Jesus Christ into your Pepsi, it's like Crystal Pepsi, where it becomes white as snow, clear and beautiful.
It's clear. It's transparent. Yeah,
clear and beautiful.
It's clear and beautiful. God.
With just as much sugar.
And, probably more so.
Yeah, probably
more.
No,
I think it is. Because
it was syrupy.
I looked the other day because I was like, you know what? I was drinking a Fanta. Do you want a Fanta?
What?
No, I thought it was Fanta.
I said Fanta my whole life. F-A-N-T-A.
Well, think about the song. It goes, Wanta Fanta. Don't you Wanta Fanta?
You need the Fanta
from Santa
Fe. Doesn't
say Wanta Fanta. Doesn't say Wanta Fanta. No, it says Wanta Fanta. Don't you Wanta Fanta?
I have never, ever, Fanta. Ever heard anybody call it Fanta.
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 Sounds better, though, right? Doesn't sound as ghetto.
Guys, I wish I could sound that legit when I was talking about a soft drink. Excuse me. Would you like a Coca-Cola or a Fanta?
Fanta.
Excuse me, sir. So you were drinking a Fanta the other day.
A Fanta. So I was drinking the Fanta.
We must go to our limo outside.
And I looked at the sugars. You know, those citrusy drinks have far more sugar than Coke.
Yeah, they really do.
Fanta had like 60 grams of sugar.
It's a general rule that
Surge has 56 grams of sugar.
If it's an orange soda, it has the most sugar in
it. Does
it? Oh, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Orange, like Crush and Slice or whatever. Is Slice still
red.
A thing?
I don't.
Slice is gone.
No, Slice is still.
I don't know.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
I think I had one the other day.
But I also haven't seen 7-Up.
No, I had Squirt the other day.
Yeah.
Speaking of bringing things back, Orlando Jones was at Comic-Con. I just kept staring at him thinking, make 7-Up yours. Do you guys remember that from the 90s?
Yes.
Make 7-Up yours.
Yeah.
You know what I think they should bring back?
Yeah, he was there.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Oh, man.
They should bring back that.
Didn't that little puppy.
Paul in Houston said they need to bring back the Enchirito.
Yes.
I remember the Enchirito.
I don't remember that.
It's funny, man. Nostalgia is a powerful thing.
It really is. It's overtaken our whole show today.
Dude, it's fun to talk about. It's fun to think about those things.
Yeah.
I was looking at that. They had Tamagotchi on there. And they also had, I remember, Digimon. Before Digimon like was what it is today, they had Tamagotchi for girls, and then they had Digimon for boys. And it was a little dinosaur where you could hatch your own little dinosaur, and you had this little thing you carry around a keychain. You take care of your dinosaur. You feed your dinosaur. And if you don't take care of your dinosaur dies.
Yeah. Yeah. It was tragic.
Talk
it was
about,
like a lot of people's faith.
Can you imagine having that conversation with your son?
Whoa.
Like your grandma dies. Like, okay, what do you mean grandma died? Well, it's like your Digimon.
Oh, my God.
Ah.
No one fed grandma for 2 days.
I wonder if anybody used...
I wonder if anybody used
Digimon or Tamagotchi to have a,
no one used
have a
that.
Conversation.
That is a terrible
to have a conversation
point.
About life and death with
no
their kids.
One
no,
I'm sure there's somebody who did.
Dude, because
somebody
they're just thinking
did.
About, like, if only I had pressed the feed button more, grandma would still be here.
No! Hey, by the way, speaking of tragedies, I want to give a shout out to Kimberly Short.
Yes.
She's going to be in charge of the preschool here at Calvary Albuquerque, which is, I think we have a spot running for it, if you're interested. But that, she has sent us more friends quotes in the messages on Facebook.
Beautiful.
Than possible.
Beautiful.
She is totally a Friends fan. She's good. On your side, Steve-O.
Yay.
But I just.
Best looks like I'm going to have to find it from preschool.
Best show of all time.
Hey, but Nate, she said you singing the Fanta jingle just made her day.
Good.
The Fanta jingle.
I'm going to have to find
my
a Seinfeld
was
preschool.
Rojo Fanta.
I don't see. Where are all these quotes? I don't see these.
They're
quotes.
In the messages.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
I think I like Seinfeld better. Guys, call us because we're talking about Seinfeld.
Well, and here, let's bring it back around to scripture. Our dear friend Paul in Houston said, for him, Crystal Pepsi equaled the whitewashed tombs of soda because it looks pure, but on the inside, it's just as dirty.
Dang.
Yeah, man.
Now that's how you
do it. Just as much high fructose corn syrup or whatever.
And then you take a sip of it and you go, why? Because I'm an American.
Amazing. 505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700.
Here's another question.
Yeah.
Who can do the best Wookiee sound?
Oh, not me. I'm out.
Can you do a Wookiee sound?
I have like crazy sinus. Like
you can't do a Wookiee sound?
He can do R2-D2 like no one's
business.
Can he?
You can hear R2?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's good. Can you do anything else besides that?
No.
Yeah, I got a resume I could print out.
Can you do like the beep boop, those little things? Well, that was good.
That was pretty good. I'll accept that. Yeah, there you go. That was even better.
I can do it. I can do it. Okay, Wookie.
Okay.
Let's see.
There you go.
That was really good.
Wow.
That's probably the best quality I've ever heard come out of you.
Nate,
that's the best thing you've ever done
in your life.
If you would do announcements in the Wookiee language,
please do that. That would be just awesome.
I just said a lot of things that I could not say on air had I not spoken in Wookiee.
Dang. That's good.
All directed at Steve-O.
Side note, Chewbacca number one, releasing today. New comic book. I don't like that they're doing that. Can I be honest? I don't like that. As we're talking nostalgia and 90s stuff, they're bringing back Star Wars in a thousand different ways, and I'm like the weird guy that just likes the movies.
Yeah.
I'm not a crazy fan.
Whatever, man.
Else.
You haven't even read the comics. You read like one issue.
When I was a kid, I did read some of the books.
Yeah, I did too. Like Shadow of the Empire?
Yeah.
Because of the Nintendo 64
Dash
game.
Rendar.
Yeah!
Oh, man, that was a great Star Wars game.
Man.
Dash Rendar and the Outrider. That was his little ship. I had the toy of it.
Nintendo 64, that's something to be nostalgic about.
There were vendors.
Okay, you want to know one of my favorite video games of all time, though?
Yeah.
So I'm so lame. Don't judge me. Is it the Ten Commandments? No, the Lion King.
Oh, dude, Lion King was fantastic.
On Sega Genesis.
Yeah, Lion King was amazing.
What a great game.
Or the Aladdin game.
What a great game.
They had those at Comic-Con. There were vendors there that specifically were just like, hey, 40-somethings nerd, here's my collection of NES games. You can buy them for
that
the low price
a
of stupid amounts of money.
Great game.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That was great. Ninja Turtles on the original Nintendo was a pretty great game.
That was fantastic as well. I agree. Wholeheartedly. It beat the tar out of Battletoads. I hated Battletoads. It was so difficult. Anybody remember Battletoads?
Yes.
It's like the fake ripoff.
I hated Battletoads.
Of Ninja Turtles.
I hated it because all of my friends in fourth grade were good at it. And
I was terrible.
I sucked at Battletoads.
I never got past the like hoverboard level.
I remember
level
that.
Four or whatever it was.
It was like an endless pit. That's what I remember. Like they were falling down this pit for a long time.
Like this hour.
This has been the best.
Whatever. Really people are enjoying this.
People are. We've gotten so much interaction.
You know what, though?
This
show gets so serious sometimes because people are like actually letting us, they're giving us a glimpse into their lives and they're like genuinely asking for advice, and it can get so serious sometimes. It's good to have like a refresher.
And it brings it back to the last question. The idea of the guy talking about wanting to start up a relationship with the girl, but she's not willing to talk genuinely about herself.
Yeah.
If you can't have a normal
about
human,
the 90s.
About anything. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you can't have a real life conversation about something you're interested in, how are you ever going to start a relationship with someone you know nothing about other than the fact that she loves Jesus?
And
cool.
You know what I realized too? Like, we love talking about the 90s, and we are so our parents.
Yeah.
Talking about how great the 60s and 70s were.
Oh, dude, John Travolta, bro.
Nah, man.
Loved the 70s.
My dad's kind of weird. He's funny.
So depressing.
He's got
Murray's
facial.
The best.
Oh, no.
I realized my dad, you know, now. I'm not a big fan of this, but like my dad, you know, loves listening to the Beatles. He's like in a Beatles band. Like, what does that mean? Like, am I going to be like, you know, 50 and be like in a Gin Blossoms cover band
or
something?
I hope so. I hope so too. I will totally sing on that. I will totally be there with you. We're going to start with some Hey Jealousy.
Oh, man.
Or
Jealousy.
Yes.
Jealousy.
Dude. Oh.
We can drive around this town.
We'd have to come up with a cool name, though, for our band.
I know.
But I don't want to do just Gin Blossoms. Can we do, like, Toad the
Wet
Sprocket?
Can we be the Jaeger Blooms?
We can do just all
90s. The Jaeger Blooms! We should be the Jaeger Blooms.
Just do all 90s covers.
All 90s covers.
It's happening. It's happening.
We can do Two Princes.
Oh, my gosh. That was the Spin Doctors.
Spin Doctors.
Yeah.
Yep.
Spin Doctors is an interesting story, too, because they were, like, this jam band, and then they put out Two Princes, and then they had mega success, and then they put out, I guess everybody was like, what's the rest of this album? Mm-hmm. So then they put out that other song that was just like Two Princes. What was that one?
That's What You Have to Do.
It sounded just like it.
Right.
It was exactly the same.
It was nothing near as good as Two Princes.
What was, here, I'm looking it up. I got this resource called the internet. I can look up anything.
Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
That's it.
Oh, that's
Little
it.
Miss, Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
One of those came first, and then the other sounded just like
Little
it.
Miss Little Miss Can't Be Wrong
came
first.
Okay.
Yeah. That's incredible. Amazing. It is Shock Therapy Live. We're absolutely talking about nothing
but
the 90s. Nostalgia.
90s is what's the best.
But here's the thing. You know what? Bringing it back around, and I don't mean to, like, quote-unquote Jesus juke the
Which, by the way, that really bothered me, that for our staff fellowship day, nobody knows how to sing Fresh Prince of Bel-Air correctly.
Mm. What? Did you not see my video?
He got it.
You got it. But did you watch, like,
no.
half the people in there are, like, trying to read it off their phone. I'm like, you guys don't know this song by heart? You don't sing this every night before you go to sleep?
Dude, Will Smith. Back then, you know, DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince. That was,
you know, he's got a new record coming out.
I know. So weird.
Yeah. What? So that's the thing. The 90s should stay in the 90s, though.
Well,
that's part of the problem.
And here's the thing. I think there are cool things that have come from the 90s that have, quote unquote, evolved that we're getting now. And then there's things that you can tell they're just doing to do. And that can cross all boundaries, including our faith, including church. Because I had a chance to go to Hillsong NYC. And see the way that they did things for a Sunday service. And it was, dude, it was an incredible time of worship. The message was fantastic. And you could see the authenticity there. I think a lot of times...
totally doing what that dude's girlfriend does.
No, dude, I'm being serious. Because there's a time and there's a way that we can talk about our faith without being so quote-unquote generic. That's what the girlfriend is doing. She's generically talking about Zacchaeus. And I don't know why I keep going back to Zacchaeus.
I think she's hijacking his Fresh Prince conversations and turning into Hillsong conversations.
Mm. Because when we see some of the things from the 90s come back, there are certain things that are like, yes, amazing! Like Star Wars. You can tell J.J. Abrams is writing a love letter to all Star Wars fans with these new Star Wars films that are coming out. Mm. I think it looks
incredible. Now I'm going to be uncomfortable watching that movie.
Dude, I think it looks incredible. But then you see other things that you can tell are just forced, like the latest incarnation of the Fantastic Four, bombed. And the heart behind it was simply 20th Century Fox saying, dude, we can't give up these rights to Marvel. We got to put out a movie within X amount of years or they revert back to Marvel. Let's push this piece of crap out and you see what happens. That goes into any art form. That goes into anything with our faith, because if we are genuinely in love with Jesus, man, and his spirit is indwelling us and he is guiding us and wherever it is we are, we're going to shine for him. But when we're doing something not out of a true, genuine heart of wanting to do something, whether it's serving someone or just being a light in someone's life, you can see the disingenuity. And I think a lot of times that can push people away from Jesus because you see that it's like, well, this isn't real. This person's still hurting and dying just like everybody else. What's quote unquote different about them? Nothing except the mask they are currently wearing. Mm. And I think it's very powerful, whether it's talking nostalgia from the 90s or anything. If it's genuine, it'll shine through. It'll come forward. And so...
It's good.
I love that, man.
That's good, Steve-O.
Yeah, man. So anyways, back to our 90s cover
band. Back to Will Smith. So, dude, he was never a good rapper in the first place.
Oh, snap. Parents just don't understand. Nightmare on My Street.
This is the thing. Everything with Will
Nightmare
Smith, like, you have real rappers, and you have Will Smith, like, hug your mom, be polite. Like, it's not real rap.
Be polite.
Oh, it's like go a to step school. Up. It's okay. A step up from Christian rap.
But now you're talking, there's a whole other.
He was family oriented. That was his audience, though. Let's talk about how he was probably
raking it in, though,
because he was making so much money because he was playing to his audience.
Dude, parents just don't understand. Nightmare on My Street, you guys really don't remember that?
Nope.
I think Freddy Krueger was in the song.
It I was remember all about Freddy. It was. Yeah.
I remember the video comical. Maybe because I remember being terrified of all things Freddy Krueger when I was a kid.
But I think the reason he was so successful
not anymore. It's not like 2 weeks ago. Or
he was so successful because of that very thing we're talking about. He was genuine with it. I don't think there was somebody peddling like PG rap back then, and so he was doing. Absolutely the Fresh Prince thing to do.
Overall, parallel. It's really cool.
Dude, ready for this?
Summertime is still the summertime jam.
You have Christian rap. I wonder if Will Smith will release Scientology rap. Mm. And it'll be like all about Scientology. He'll be parallel. The first Scientologist rapper.
Oh, man, gosh. I hope so. I would love to have a song about getting rid of all my engrams and like some alien race kicking
Dianetics.
Things off out of a volcano. I would love that.
Tell me you don't hear the song and just jump back nostalgia-wise and go, yes, summertime.
Nope.
Go win, go win, go
Nathaniel
win, go
James
win, clear.
Heitzig. That's not his name.
Dude, I was not gangster when I was a kid. I was listening to Third Eye Blind.
Me too.
I was not listening to, you know, my wife, when I married my wife, her favorite movie was Bad Boys.
Whoa.
And I had never seen Bad Boys.
Man, Janae is extreme.
Dude, we gotta hang out.
She
Bad
loved
Boys,
Bad
directed
Boys.
By Michael Bay. Yes.
Be
Pew. Will Smith, Martin
Lawrence.
And I was
Lawrence, like, no, I didn't see that. One, because I grew up in a Christian home.
Mm. I'm going to stop now. Joe Pantoliano. Oh, I saw him at Comic-Con.
You did?
Yeah.
Hey, I have a shout-out about nostalgia. Because I think, like you were talking about, we can relate to it on a different level because a lot of us have times in our lives where we look back and we're like, man, that was the best. I was at my best at that point, and I'm just not like that anymore, and I wish I could get back to that. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I do
Adam
these
Sandler
things...
Adam thinks about that every day.
I hope he does, because he needs to... I've been watching the classics on Netflix, classic Adam Sandler, and it is not the same anymore.
It's not the same.
I don't know what happened. But like,
he needs
as
to have
far,
a midlife crisis.
He does. As far as our faith is concerned and all that stuff, like, you totally... I know, I've done it before. You look back at, like I was super active in college with our campus ministry, and there were aspects of that I really miss and I like. Mm. I think a lot of it is nostalgia related, because then I have to realize you can't get those moments back.
Totally.
You're never going to be that person again.
Well, and you got to think about the fact that, would you want to go back to your faith, quote unquote, from the 90s?
See, that's the flip side of it.
You know what I mean?
And
I would never want to go.
Yeah,
God has shown me so much over the years. Granted, a lot of them were painful.
Right.
Painful lessons.
Totally.
But without God being there, I wouldn't be the same person if I was just stagnant, stuck in that quote unquote faith I had when I was a kid, like watching Mac and Me and living the Jesus dream, if you will, of growing up in a Christian home.
Yeah.
A lot of it wasn't my own. It was a lot of my parents' faith.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to the spirituality of the 90s, but if I can go back to the economy of the 90s, that'd be nice.
Well, and that's another thing.
A gallon for
See,
gas.
That's like what... So I think we probably have a lot of people listening out there who are at this place in their life where they're looking back and they're saying, man, times were just better back then, and I wish I could get back to that. And if you live your life like that, then you can't progress. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't, and you have to remember the flip side of it, because I wish I could get back to the faith I had when I was in college, but then on the flip side of that, I absolutely do not, because I was super legalistic. I would have written off most of the people that I'm friends with now, just written them off at the beginning. I wouldn't have given anybody a chance, because I would have been just like that dude's girlfriend. I would have totally whitewashed myself spiritually and been put up all these walls and been like, no, I can't, we can't be close. I can witness to you, but we cannot be actual friends, because I don't think you're really a human. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In a weird way. And so that's kind of my encouragement, is if you're out there and you're dealing with these kinds of things, you're not going to get back to that place. You got to just press on.
And God's got something. I mean, it's not like when you got saved. I think a lot of times it ends your quote-unquote life. Like, people are like, oh, man, life as I know it is over, which in some ways that is absolutely true. You are a new creation. Like, you, boom, the old is gone, right? And yet, if you don't allow God to move and grow you and put you in sometimes uncomfortable places, you're never, ever, ever going to grow in your faith and your relationship with Jesus, because you're not going to stay that way forever. If you're not constantly moving forward, and like, it's almost like a roller coaster, if you're not constantly going up, like, you're not going to stay level. It's going to start to fall flat.
You can't get it back, but you can get something better. T-shirt. Bumper sticker. My email is teo@studio, whatever it is. Email me. Give me all the money. Thank you.
The heart of a Wookiee size of an Ewok was better.
I agree.
Jason made that up on accident. See, that's why you have the Steve Wozniaks, and then you got the Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Because he made it up, and he's sitting over there on a gold mine, and then I'm the one that's like, that needs to be your t-shirt, bro.
Yeah.
Let's drop the and let's make it Facebook.
Thanks, Timberlake. That was good of you, man. That was really good of you.
It's good.
Got a couple minutes left of Shock
Therapy. I want
to
be friends
live
with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah? Okay.
Every time I watch Jimmy Fallon and I see how good of friends they are, I'm like, I want a friend like that I can do.
Hey,
I can do rap history songs with.
You got a friend in me.
Oh.
You got a friend in me.
Let's start doing 90s compilation YouTube videos.
Okay. I'm so down. Of cool things from the 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Can we incorporate... We'll incorporate Third Eye Blind, the Spin Doctors, all these different bands, and we'll make, like, the history of 90s.
Yep. And DC Talk will be featured in every episode.
Oh, I'm out.
Okay, I'll take it out.
Cool.
Take it back.
Nirvana?
I like Nirvana.
Okay, cool. All right. Let's do this.
I don't know every episode, though.
Every episode? It wasn't a TV series. It was a band.
No. I don't want Nirvana in every episode of our webisodes.
Okay. I don't either. Just, sprinkled in there.
I'm going to live my life progressing.
Okay, so we're going to do a 90s
like
episode.
We just talked about. You when, guys, when before have, you decided to do your cover band and slip right back into what we just said was bad.
When we have 5 million YouTube hits on each video, we'll talk to you about progressing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We'll see.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
We'll see. Hey. I bet you $1,000
we'll buy
I can get you betting by the end of the day.
We'll buy new stuff no talking way. About old stuff.
I'll give you 10 to 1 odds.
You're on.
Against what?
You're so wrong. What?
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Dumb and Dumber.
Oh.
Oh, man.
You guys watch Gotham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were that? There. The panel was there at Comic-Con.
What do you guys think about what happened?
Ah! I've only seen the first.
I haven't seen this past Monday, but we were talking about this show earlier. It's kind of extreme for family audiences because we were talking about
too
like
much.
The Flash is super like family oriented. You
Which
can
is
watch
a brilliant
that.
Show.
You know,
what do you think about? So you saw last week's episode.
Yes.
What do you think about what happened with the Joker?
Oh man.
Here's the thing. I don't like
I don't
him
know.
As the Joker because
well,
as we're talking about authenticity and everything, I think he's just ripping off everything.
Heath Ledger?
Yes.
He is doing his best Heath Ledger impersonation every time he talks.
Yeah. Well, this is like interesting. I read a little panel, and they said that what they really wanted to do, and I'm not going to give it away because you haven't seen what happened, obviously, is that Joker for them was more of an idea
than
of
that.
A person. Mm. And they said the spirit of Joker has always been greater than just a person, and it's an idea. It's an ideology.
Okay.
And so they said that their goal within this was to turn Joker into an idea, not just a person.
Boom.
Which is interesting. So when you see
it's like your faith,
when
man.
You see the episode, you'll understand.
It's like more Jesus more than just a person. Like,
I feel like sometimes
man,
I feel
you
like
are
sometimes,
so my crazy ex-girlfriend.
One of us no. I feel like sometimes one of us in the room will follow up any conversation with it's like your faith because we feel like we have to justify what we just talked about.
Yeah, you guys do that on Comics Corner all the time.
Yeah, but that's real.
That's an intentional thing.
Every comic book writer apparently wants to have one of their characters be Jesus.
Well, I don't necessarily think that, but I do think we as Christians can look through something with a biblical lens and find like a redemptive quality within that. Do you know what I mean?
You got two different things.
It's not in everything. It's not in everything because there are comics where I read and I'm like, crap, you know, there's nothing about it. No depth, no anything. And you can see right through it. However, there are those times where you read something. Like right now.
I think it really goes back to the Golden Age characters because those characters like Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, like those guys that were just from this, you know, this original kind of comic mentality, I think that they were created in that time period with kind of an ideology of a true hero. And so I think really
like Cap.
I think it's really a hero mentality that you can relate Jesus to more than an actual individual person.
Which is funny because now with our modern culture, everybody wants to quote unquote to relate to everything. So like Superman, who was this iconic character, they've completely changed and made lame, in my opinion, because he's running around in a t-shirt and jeans and they changed his name. What's his new name? It's
I
not Clark Kent anymore.
Yeah,
he's got a new identity that's so dumb.
I don't even care about that Superman.
They ruined it. They ruined it.
But you know what I do care about? There's a series coming out by Max Landis, who was the guy that wrote that movie Chronicle. He's a screenwriter. And another movie that came out recently, American Ultra. It was like it was a funny action drug comedy or whatever. But his Superman series coming out called American Alien, he's like, no, people are totally getting Superman wrong. He stands up for what is right because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
And he's taking it back to that old school mentality.
I love it.
I'm excited about
Nostalgia. That's one thing that's definitely cool.
Man.
We're out of time. If you missed any part of Shock Therapy Live, we ranted about Crystal Pepsi and all the things that we loved in the 90s.
Yeah. The rest of my day is going to be depressing unless I go put some JNCOs on and drink Surge in my office.
Until next time.
I'm going to go put on a Third Eye Blind vinyl.
Gosh. Steve Oteo and Naomi.
Later.
Bye.
The statements expressed on Shock Therapy Live by hosts, guests, or call-in listeners are solely opinions. They are not intended to be medical or psychological counseling. There are no licensed counselors present, and suggestions given on this program are non-clinical opinions of those who express them. If you are in need of professional help, please seek medical assistance. The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily represent the position of Star 88 staff or management or of Calvary Albuquerque.